We're going skiing? What's going on? Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WTO11, no weather. I just see rain today, 56, but maybe by the weekend. We'll see. Could be some flakes out there. We'll get you the details here soon. Michelle Rumschlag in from Hancock Park District. How you doing?
Good morning. And since we're talking December, I can officially start talking about snow.
Oh, no.
And hopefully not get the groans. People listening, it is the season.
It is the season.
It is.
You know, one thing that we notice here at Lake Cascades at the radio station is the Canadian geese.
Canada geese.
They
could be. They're not Canadian. Right. Doesn't mean they were born in Canada. They could have been born right here in Ohio.
Canada geese.
Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, it's mine here. we have not seen very many out on the lake. There has been years it's just been loaded with
Canada and some of them geese. Do stay around. Some migrate, but some stay around. If there's, it's a food source of why birds migrate or why they don't. It's not the cold, because we still have cardinals and blue jays, woodpeckers and things. Even robins. There are some robins that will stay. And then you're thinking, well, they eat worms. And obviously there's no worms in the wintertime, but they will eat berries. So if there's ice storms, that's not always good for them, because it coats the berries, and that's a problem and stuff.
Problem.
So we do, I mean, some migrate through, but we do, if you see a robin, not that strange. Some of them do stay around in the wintertime. But I actually saw some turkey vultures still the other day, which I hadn't seen some in a couple of weeks.
You're
so
right.
Those
few
stragglers still around. But
I bet they're out of here
also,
next couple of days.
Right? We'll be heading south to warmer weather.
Heading out. All right. You mentioned skiing. What's up with that?
Well, our Rec and Run Winter Sports Center out at Riverbend Recreation Area. It's in Shelter 3. And we start December 20th. That's a Saturday. Officially open for the season. And then we are open weekends 11 to 5 with through the end of February. So it's Saturdays and Sundays. But we need snow, and we need a lot of snow, and a lot of snow out at Riverbend. So it's very particular. To get started, we need a good base. So a good 4, 5, 6 inches, it kind of depends on the type of snow. I'll go out and check, put some skis on. But as soon as we've got enough snow, we will for sure let you know. We'll get on, put on our website. We have a Facebook page. We'll put it on there, call the radio, and say, yes, we are open for business.
Open for business.
It's been a couple of years since we've been able to open, because we just don't have enough snow. But we have all equipment, cross-country skis and boots for all sizes. We bought some more snowshoes a couple of years ago, so we have plenty of snowshoes. We are just waiting for that perfect snowy weather to be out there. It's $7 for an hour. Cash or check. So just kind of watch our Facebook page again. It's starting to get a little more snowy. You can always call the office too, but again, we need a good snow base to get us started. So
Michelle in from the Hancock Park District, and looks like December 23rd, you're going to go looking, hiking for a Christmas tree. What's going on there?
Right. Yeah. So on Tuesday, December 23rd, I'm heading out to Riverbend in the morning there. So if you need that pre-Christmas activity, right, if you've got family coming into town, need to get everybody out of the house, or you just need to get out of the house with your kids. This is a kid program. Yes, we're having a Christmas tree hike out there. So this is for kids ages 5 to 10 with an adult. There's no charge. It's free. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. And so going around and looking at the different evergreens and the coniferous trees that we have out there, going to collect some pine cones to make your own Christmas tree ornament, and painting a picture using pine needles. Again, just, you know, dress appropriate for the weather. Hopefully there'll be some nice snow on the ground. But again, Christmas tree hike on Tuesday, December 23rd, 10 o'clock. And that's meeting at the Brueggemann Lodge there in the Meadows area at Riverbend.
And Hancock Parks celebrating National Chocolate Day on the 28th.
On the 28th, right.
Nice.
So, right, this is taking place out at Oakwoods Nature Preserve in the Discovery Center at 1:30. And you're going to make fudge in a bag, or sometimes they call it armpit fudge.
So okay, I should have read that.
You put everything into a baggie. You put everything into a bag. Everything's kind of contained. And it's kind of the heat of your body kind of mushing it. It's really good. I've had it before.
So a fun time.
Yeah. So this is for ages 4 and up. We do need you to register with $2 per person by the Friday before, which is the 26th. And we do need a minimum of four people for that program. So want to come out and celebrate National Chocolate Day. Chocolate Candy Day is the day you're celebrating. and making armpit fudge. We would love to have you.
A lot of questions, but let's move on. Fireside Story wraps things up there. Looks like for the month of December, the Snow Thief.
Right, and that also takes place inside 30th. The Discovery Center there at Oakwoods Nature Preserve on Tuesday, December 30th. And so this is geared for kids ages 4 to 6 with an adult, but other age siblings are welcome to attend. So you've got younger, a little bit older ones, having a story there by the fireplace at the Discovery Center. So right, everyone will be on break again, need to have an activity for the kids to get out and do something in the parks. And, of course, all of December, January, and February programming is on our website, hancockparks.com.
Check it out. Very good. Michelle Lynn from the Hancock Park District. And coming up, Michelle, we have our morning mindbender over here. It's dealing with Thanksgiving. Most popular Thanksgiving tradition that families say they couldn't imagine skipping. I say deviled eggs. You don't want to skip those. You know, a lot of times we forget them in the refrigerator at our house, but.
Is it a food tradition that they're skipping?
This is just guesses right now.
Guesses right now they wouldn't want to skip. For me, it was always watching the parade. Mm. Or at our house, we make pancakes Thanksgiving morning. Yes. Get up early. I make the pancakes. Kids watch the parade. And even now, they're a little bit older. But yes, that's kind of a thing in our house that we do. And then for me, it's watching Detroit Lions. Lions fan,
yeah,
traditional. Yep, from
state
Michigan.
Up north.
So got to watch that on Thanksgiving. That's something I would not, that would be my not miss, is watching the Lions on
Thursday.
So
we'll have guesses on our morning mindbender and the answer reveal coming up.
Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.